I'm reading a biography on B.R. Lincoln, and he made mention that 80% of the church was lost. I've not read it, but I've had several friends of mine tell me that Billy Graham says that the greatest mission field that the pastor has is the church. I have traveled enough to know that it's very presumptuous of us to believe that everybody in the church house is saved. The Bible does clearly say that you are known by your fruit. If you're not producing fruit, there's no reason to believe that you are saved. I was in Oklahoma, and I was witnessing to the guy that was checking me into my hotel, and I asked him, I said, if you died today, where would you go? And he said, heaven. I liked the answer. But I always do not assume that everybody I meet is saved. So I asked him, I said, so how do you know? And to my astonishment, he said, because I have never sinned. So I was, a smart aleck then as I am now, probably worse now. I handed him my Bible and I said, would you please sign it? He says, why? And I said, because beside Jesus Christ, you're the first person I've ever met who claimed to have no sin. I talked to him for a while. I did not get him saved. I did not have the privilege to lead him to Christ, but I was sure planting the seed. And as I was walking away from that conversation, I was thinking of this verse. I actually shared it with him, but God got a hold of my heart. Verse 10 of chapter 2 of James, it says, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. I gave him that verse and I went through the Ten Commandments with him. I finally got him to admit that he lied once. As a result of that, I said, what does that make you? He says, I don't know. I said, that makes you a liar. He said, it does not. So I knew I wasn't getting anywhere, but as I walked away from that conversation, God shared this with me, that the Word of God is our pardon papers. You know, the beautiful thing about that is I remember at the age of 11 walking into my mom's bedroom, and I looked at her and I said, Mom, I don't have anything like the preacher preached on or they talked about tonight. And my mom opened up her Bible and she got me lost before she got me found. And I tell people, I said, that is very important when you're leading somebody to Christ. They need to know why they are being saved. Why are they? Are you a sinner or are you not? And my mom took me through several verses that showed me that I was a sinner and that I was